I think we left off here. Capital test around passing good days. Zamru Hashem Yoshev Tzion Hagidu Va'amim Avidosev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described as Yoshev Tzion. What is the metaphor of the anthropomorphism of Yeshiva when predicated on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So when a person is either in the sense of sitting or in the sense of dwelling, Vayeshev Yaakov, Baretz Megulei Aviv, it means that a person is there for an extended period of time. The person is standing, so that reflects some kind of transient presence. And if a person is sitting, so that means that there's a more settled, a more enduring presence. So Yoshev Tzion means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always exercises a hashgacha pratis in Tzion and for its inhabitants, for Knesset Israel. There is hashgacha hagidu va'amim alilosav amongst the nations. One should also recount Hashem's actions, but there is a fundamental difference between the hashgacha on over Kal Yisrael and the hashgacha over the Umas Olam. Continuing in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ki Dorish Damim Osam Zocha V'Shochach Tzakas Hanovim. The Malbim in the Deir Hamilos suggests that a person that to remember often has zechira tetsuyan achar hashechacha. To remember means to bring back to mind, to after, as it were, a period of shechacha. So that the zechira, that a person brings it back to mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha over the Umos HaOlam is not constant, is not perpetual. Lo zechorem rak mitzad shehu darish damim hanishpachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if injustice has been done, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dorish Zomim, and because of that, Osam Zohar. Masha En Ken, by contrast, the Anovim, referring to the Dorshe Hashem, the Yodei Hashem, there, the Hashgacha is Tmidis, it's Lo Shachach Tzakas Anovim. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved me, says David HaMelech, from Labein, so too may he favor me and see the my impoverished state because of how I'm surrounded by sonim, and he should elevate me mishare mavis. The imagery of share mavis is the shahr is an entry gate. So shahr emor, this means if a person is in a state of dire sakana, so that's depicted as being at the gates of Mavis Rahman al Islam. By saving me, Laman, this will be for the purpose of Asapa Kolti Hilasecha. My praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be complete. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have saved me not only from one of my enemies, but from all of the enemies, and that will position me Asapa Kolti Hilasecha B'Sharei Bas Tzion Ogila B'Yishua Secha. The downfall of my enemies was not something that comes about through natural means, not accidental. It's clearly providential, as evidenced by the following, that Tovu Goyim B'Shachas Osu B'Resha Zu Tamanu Nilkado Raglam. The shachas, the pit that they prepared for my downfall, the reshes, the trap that they hid, is they became ensnared. Their leg became ensnared in that trap. There was a trap over the pit that would trigger the downfall to the pit. So their own handiwork turned against them. Haman is hung al ha'etz shehechen Mordechai. The Gemara Sota says, and it's clearly the guiding principle for that's reflected in these psukim as the Malbim expounds, is that b'midah she'odah modeh is modeh demlo. Everything that happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkach is Mida Keneged Mida. The Omek Hadava of that, of the midah, of midah keneged midah, it is not simply that the punishment is just, but that ultimately a person is the cause of his own downfall. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way. Well, let's take a moshel from how the natural physical world functions. The natural physical world if a person, I don't know, goes engages in dangerous athletic activities, and then as a result breaks a leg, some other limb. So we don't view that as just punishment for what he did. We view that as self-inflicted. The cause and effect is self-inflicted. It's not simply, well, you know, that's it's a just punishment for risk-taking that a person ends up injured. No, it's much more basic and much more fundamental. It's that we don't view it as punishment. It's just natural cause and effect. If a person speeds and drives at a speed where he doesn't have control over the car, and as a result crashes, So it's not a just punishment for this beating. It's a direct fallout and direct consequence of what the person did. If a person ignores science and smokes, and because of that, Rahman al-Islam comes down with lung disease, again, it's not that it's a just punishment for ignoring medical warning. No, there's a correlation. There's a direct cause and effect on the natural physical level. So the natural physical world is a mirror image of the spiritual world. Because the same way that the neshama animates the body, so the spiritual world animates the physical and natural world. So there's a symmetry between them. So in the spiritual world as well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but just as we see and discern on the natural and physical level that there's cause and effect, that there's natural fallout from what we do, that there are natural consequences to what we do. If I bang my head against the wall and then I have a throbbing headache, so that's not a punishment, that's just a natural consequence of my actions. So there are natural spiritual consequences as well. And that's the pshat, that kol midos of shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mida keneged mida. That the mida she'adam moded is moded in lo. Right? It's a physical law also. Right? With the same force that you bang into the wall, that's the same force that rebounds, that pushes back. So that physical law is a reflection of spiritual law as well. Noda Hashem Mishpat Asa. How is it Noda? How is it so clear to us that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu affects is not Onesh, but is Mishpat, is simple judgment, because before El Kapov, because of the handiwork, with his own handiwork, no kesh Rasha. That the Rasha stumbles over his own handiwork. Higayon, it's something to meditate upon, says David HaMelech. Even the difference that the Malden has taught here in his explanation of this capital between Hashgacha over the Umos HaOlam and Hashgacha over Knesset Yisrael is also a Mida Keneged Mida. One can't turn one's back on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then have a taina of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha is not more involved. God in whom one doesn't believe is not can't be expected to be exercised in Hashgacha. Yeshuvu Rishayim Lisha'ola Kol Goyim Shchepi Elohim. The same way Labain was punished, which occasioned this capital, so too may that be the case for the other Rishon, the other nations who make themselves, who choose to be oblivious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By contrast, Kilolo Netzach Yishokach Evyon Tikvas Aniyim Tova Ma'ad. As is often the case in Psukim, the Malchim here explains that the lo of the first clause carries over to the second clause as well. So that the meaning of the sense of the pasuk is Kilolo Netzach Yishokach Evyon and Tikvas Anovim Lo Tovad Lo'ad. The Evyon, who's suffering while Rishoyim, while Shechei Elokim are flourishing, so that's not, it's not going to be that way forever. The hope of Anovim for Gilui Malchus Shamayim is not going to be lost forever. Kuma Hashem al Yo'uz Enosh Yishavtu Goyim al Panecha. David HaMelech is mispallel that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mete out punishment to the Rishon, it should be done in a way that weak mortal man, that's the sense of Enosh, can't be emboldened, al Yo'oz, can't be brazen enough to think that it was his handiwork. It should be clear that it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It shouldn't be disguised, it shouldn't be camouflaged as something which could be mistaken for a natural occurrence. Yishavtu goyim al panecha, I think we had this already, that ponim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses direct hashgacha. The same way when you look a person in the face, there's a directness. So that's what the Yohar Hashem ponav elecha, when we speak of Pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's a directness with Hashgacha. Shisa Hashem Moro Lahem. Yedu Goyim Enoshem Masala. What's the difference, the Malvin explains in the Bir Hamilos, between Yira and Moro? So the Malvin explains that Yira connotes fear. Moro means the object of fear. So Shisa Hashem Moro Lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrate things so that there will be Mora Lahem, meaning that they'll fear you, that there will be an object of their fear. And Yedu Goyim Enosh Hemasela, let them have the correct self-awareness that when the Rishoyim have a downfall, it's not the other enemies who are prevailing. They're Enosh. They're weak. They're weak mortals. And really, in reality, that it's Yah Hashem osasazos. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. We'll finish it out here.